Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he will appeal a guilty verdict that has made him the first person to hold the office to be convicted of a crime. In an unscripted 33-minute speech at Trump Tower in Manhattan, the presumed Republican presidential candidate repeated unsubstantiated claims the New York trial was politically motivated to influence the outcome of November's election.
This should have been a non-case. And everybody said it was a non-case, including Bragg. Bragg said, until I ran for office. And then they saw the polls. I was leading the Republicans. I was leading the Democrats. I was leading everybody. And all of a sudden, they brought it back.
President Joe Biden has described Mr. Trump's claims the trial was rigged as reckless and dangerous, saying the trial had been conducted like any other criminal trial in the U.S. and that no one was above the law. Mr. Trump was found guilty of 34 criminal counts of falsifying documents to cover up a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels to illegally influence the 2016 election outcome. He will have to wait until after his sentencing on July the 11th before he is able to appeal, with any sentence likely suspended until the appeals process is complete.